Welcome to Rooster Radio, a broadcast dedicated to supporting and promoting local artists in the Gaston County and surrounding areas.
Everybody, wanted to put a warning out. This week's episode of the podcast covers some pretty heavy stuff. We talk a little bit about anxiety, depression, and suicide, and wanted to make sure if you're sensitive to that, that you know ahead of time that we will be covering that. But more importantly, I wanted to extend the invitation to you, if you're suffering from any of these things, that, you know, I encourage you to come to the Rooster and be a part of this family. You know, We want to help, and if this isn't the place for you, if you don't think that we're the people that can help you, then there's a number on the screen right here. Call this number and get some help, because nobody wants to see you leave this world.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh my God. Here, hold this one up instead.
You sell this too.
I know, but hold this one up instead.
Much better.
That's the camera you want to look at if you want to. What you got there, Mike? What you drinking?
I've got that wonderful Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull going on.
That's a good beer,
man. I love it. One of my top beers.
Yeah, when you hear like celebrity products like that, you never expect them to be good. And, you know, when I found out I could get Stone Cold Steve Austin's blogger in here, I was like, hell yeah, I don't care what it tastes like. Then it just so happened to be good.
It's actually really good.
Liquid Death, delicious.
You know, it's good water.
Thanks to Alan and the people he works for, we have Liquid Death, we have Sparkling, Lime, and Sparkling Berry.
Oh, we've got more. We've got some new ones that just came in yesterday.
You know,
Cherry Obituary.
Oh, for real?
For real.
That's a shit. We got Cherry now.
Cherry Obituary.
Oh, I'll make a good mixed drink.
There's two or three more. I wish I could remember the names of them, but it's been hectic since yesterday.
They've got the teas.
Yeah, we've got Grim Leafer. Green.
Good call.
Green Guillotine.
Yep, you've got the half tea, half lemonade that they had to change the name of.
Dead Billionaire.
Funny story. Liquid Death started making these teas, and they made a tea and lemonade mix, which, you know, is an Arnold Palmer. Everybody knows. Yeah. Well, the Palmer family tried to sue Liquid Death for calling it Armless Palmer.
Yep.
Which is kind of ridiculous. You would think, if nothing, you'd like, it's more promotion for your brand.
It's free advertising.
And so what they Liquid Death did was they just changed the name to Dead Billionaire.
Exactly.
I love that move.
Have you been
on
their
reason why we carry Liquid Death products?
Have you been on their website and looked at some of their merch?
Not recently. I have, but it's been a few months.
Oh, you need to go back and revisit. They've got some
great
merch.
I know they got like the brown bag koozies and
it's
like
a
that.
Good company, man. It like it's a company that I don't mind partnering with. I'll tell you why. First and foremost, it's because they're saving plastic waste.
Exactly.
That's like one of their
death
ethos.
To plastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Death to plastic. So that alone was enough to kind of get me on board. But the fact that the marketing team is probably some of the best in the country, got to hand it to them. And we're going to stop talking about Liquid Death, because at this point I want some money. We're talking to Mike and Alan from Carolina Promotions.
Hi, everyone.
Look right there and say hey.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, buddy.
The reason these guys are on is Carolina Promotions is putting together Carolina Vet Fest on May the 4th, right here at the Rooster.
Right here.
Indoor, outdoor.
The Rooster.
Be here.
Yeah, and before we get into promoting the show itself, let's talk a little bit about Carolina Promotions. Talk about how Carolina Promotions became a thing. Where were you guys at, and what motivated you to team up and partner up and put this thing together?
So I guess I'll jump it off. at the time that we decided to, which around what, October time frame, September, October, so last year.
Right.
I was doing the photography thing, so I also have XB to XR. See, a lot of my images coming
from
here.
We'll get to that.
But, so I was doing that, involved in the scene, already kind of promoting my friends' bands and stuff. So I'm like, I'm already kind of doing it. I'd like to start putting shows together. I hit Alan up, and I'll go, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Here's, you know, what I'm thinking with it. And he goes, well, I just had CJ hit me up with the exact same, you know, conversation.
That would be CJ of Avalon's Fate.
Mm-hmm. Right. We had several. I had several, probably over a month period, I had the same conversation with multiple people about, we should do this. We should give back. We should, you know, use our experience, our resources, you know, to help these bands out and do this. And I'm like, you know, that's all fine and well, but, you know, I don't really, I'm at that point where I don't want to, I'm not going to, I want to give back. I want to help. I want to help raise these bands, these venues that allow us to play and everything like that. So the driving force for me was that we do it and we use our resources and contacts that we've made in multiple other areas, recording, live sound, promotion, everything else like that, booking, help them get gigs. But we don't charge them anything. I'm not.
All right, so we're going to get into this early then. Let's talk about that for a minute. You've started this business. Mm-hmm. First of all, have you incorporated it at all, or is it just kind of informal?
It's informal.
So you've started this business, this group of guys that have similar goals, and you're not trying to make money with it.
No.
All right, so it's a genuinely altruistic adventure. Why not become a nonprofit?
I mean, that's probably a very good chance it's where we're headed eventually.
We're still just getting our feet wet in this. It's for me, and I mean, with Michael doing the photography, CJ doing Avalon's Fate and Avalon's Entertainment, and Graham doing Day of Rock and stuff like that, we've got multiple outlets that we can use.
And then don't forget Melanie with the podcast.
So, all right, so we're throwing a lot of names around. You want to go ahead and talk about who all's on the Carolina Promotions team?
So, obviously, you've got myself and Alan here. We also have...
So, we're talking Michael Carter, yep. and your foot into the industry or into this scene is XB to XR Creative.
Correct.
Which is the name of your photography business.
Mm-hmm. Myself and my fiance Tanya here. We are also do XB to XR Creative. Photography... Any show that I come out to, I'm mostly a lot here. Those images, the bands are free to use. They can share them out, whatever. I also offer package deals where you can purchase the images, which are at the full resolution size. I mean, you could blow things up to billboard size if you wanted to, and they're going to look good still.
All right, so you're doing photography.
So that's where the purchase comes in.
So Alan, we all know Alan's in Lilith Rising.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, and now who else is on the team?
We have CJ with the... Avalon's Fate,
okay.
And he also runs Avalon Entertainment, mm-hmm. and Graham Adams with Appalachian Renegades, Day of Rock, and then we have Melanie Nix with the Nexus Podcast. She just recently came on board as well.
So everyone on the team has a different arm or foot in, so to speak, in the, mm-hmm. in the scene and slash industry, mm-hmm. and you all just have this same goal of you just want to help bands promote shows, get shows, because all of you have, most of you have been in the scene for a while. You have friendships, connections that you can help bands get shows, put shows together.
Right. I mean, it's tough, but you've heard me say this multiple times. There's so much talent in our local scene, mm-hmm. but due to the pandemic and the cost of things right now, we've lost a lot of venues. So the venue space is limited for bands. So if you can acquire a venue like yours, which is fantastic, by the way,
thank you
for what you're doing and what you do. You want to showcase as many bands as possible because there's all this talent. I've been doing this for too long now. but it's fun. I enjoy the challenge. I want to expose people to all these different bands. Personally, I prefer a multi-genre show because
they can be fun. They can be fun. You got to have them few and far between, people get fatigued on that kind of stuff. It's funny. The first year we've been here almost a year and a half now, and what you learn about people's habits and what they're willing to spend money on and what they're not. It's interesting to say the least. And to your point about venues going away, I mean, it is getting harder and harder to compete in this space. You know, most places that do live music that are more venue than they are restaurant or bar are renting their space. And a lot of what we've seen in this area have gone away because of rising real estate prices and rent and stuff. That's been like the number one driving force. That and owners wanting to sell their buildings and that kind of thing. It's challenging.
And let's not forget, you know, who needs entertainment when we can build more houses?
Yeah.
That part.
Well, yeah. Arts and entertainment, you know, I've said it 1,000 times, man. It's the first thing to get cut from budgets. It's the last thing to get funded in budgets. You know, it's an afterthought, you know, and there's a reason for that. You know, and I'm not saying that it's right, but, you know, you need STEM first. You need engineering. You need, you know, manufacturing. You need science. You need all these pillars that build a community up to provide jobs and give people places to live. Like, I get it. Like, I do. Like, I'm not mad about it like some people are. It's just, we just have to work a little harder to achieve our goals is all it is.
It's all about a balance between all that important school knowledge, traditional school knowledge, and the arts. There has to be a balance there for a balanced life.
Yeah, the thing people just can't forget is just how beautiful the arts make life. Like the arts, for a lot of us, is the reason we get up in the morning. The reason we live and breathe is the thing that gets us through the hustle and bustle of the mundane, the everyday, you know. And I don't think there's ever going to be a time where we can live as a human species without art in our life.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. Exactly. And what you've built here, like you said, a year and a half now, what you've built here, I've watched you do it from
we met way early on.
Yeah, and you have really built something here that is a haven for so many artists, not just musically, but in the other forms of art.
Well, I appreciate that. It hasn't been easy, and I'm not going to do the woe is me thing. This shit is hard, but I really truly believe that if we just keep doing what we're doing and keep pushing forward, eventually people will catch up. It gets frustrating sometimes. You know, it does get frustrating when we do have a. You know, if we have a weekend night where there's only 20 people here, and I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Mm-hmm.
I've been here on nights.
I could focus on that and let it chew up on my time, or I could figure out ways to change it, and that's kind of where my head's
at. And that's part of what we're looking at is, you know, we understand, we see the struggle that the venues are going through with getting the asses in the door and putting together a good bill that would make a great draw to help the venue out, to help them further along. You know, it's tough as it is.
Speaking of great bills, let's dig into some upcoming shows you guys have. Because I don't want to wait too long to start talking about the shows that we're doing.
So
we're really here to promote Vet Fest. Let's start with that. Then we can talk about some of the other shows we got coming up. Is that cool with you guys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
How does Vet Fest come about? Like, whose idea was
it? Fest literally was that. Within days of us starting to talk about even Big Carolina Promotions, didn't have a name, anything like that, didn't have any kind of plan. It was, hey, I want to make this happen.
You're just kicking an idea around.
I'm like, yeah, it's just one of those things. I would like to, it started off as I'd like to do a festival eventually. And then I'm like, okay, I want a festival that gives back. Then I go, okay, I'm a veteran. That's the community that I'm most connected with. And I know they need all the help they can get because unfortunately, big government doesn't always take care as well as they should. And so then that's how it kind of evolved into Vet Fest from there. And like I said, that was within days of us talking. And my initial thing was like, okay, well, this is a down the road. You know, once we get our feet solid under us, then this is kind of an end dream goal kind of thing. And then they go, okay, well, let's do it. Now? Okay.
And so it just seemed like
it took off.
It just started building momentum, and then we started reaching out to different bands that have at least, you know, one veteran performer in them, and explained what we were wanting to do and everything like that. And they were just all in. They're like, let's do it. You know, I mean, it's.
So let's start with, let's talk about the bands. You know, have you got the list with you?
Let me grab my phone so I make sure I don't miss anybody.
Yeah. So, and there's a couple here I'm really excited to see. You know, I'm really excited to get David Brown back in here.
I love David.
For those who don't know, David Brown has played here twice. He does blues music. He's solo acoustic act out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. He is a retired Marine. Is that right?
No, he is, Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, okay, retired Coast Guard, and he basically travels the country doing blues music. He comes out barefoot on stage. He's one of the most talented guys we've had in
here.
He's
amazing.
Dude's amazing, just amazing. And I'm really, really happy that we're finally going to have the opportunity to get him in front of a bigger crowd. Because the two times we've had him here, you know, the turnout hasn't been what we would like it to have been. In fact, the first time he was here, there were six people here. Six. The dude played a full hour and a half show for six people, and it was awesome.
It was absolutely
And he made a fan. He made me a fan for life. He made Mike and Tanya fans for life. And then he came back. We had a few more people, but we're finally going to get a big crowd for David. So I'm excited about that. Who else is on the bill?
So I'll just go right from the top. We got Sick Man.
That's an Alice Chains tribute.
We got Pete Sells.
That's a Megadeth
tribute.
And then, like we were just talking about, we got David Brown. We got out of South Carolina, we got Midas 22 coming out. They're kind of a new metal vibe there. Cutthroat Susie, they're kind of rock, metal vibe, punk vibe. Avalon's Fate, which we were talking about, our CJ.
Yeah.
They're prog metal. Lilith Rising, which Alan's the drummer for. They're a synth metal band.
I call it Cathedral Rock.
Cathedral Rock, yeah.
I like that.
I do like that a lot. That's a good way to put it.
I'm going
to
steal that. Cathedral Rock.
And then we got Bruised Rhino. They're kind of Americana with a mix of bluegrass. Really cool vibe. Cool guys. Then we got Two Burnt, which is a reggae band.
Those guys are awesome.
They're amazing guys.
Yeah, love Rob.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Triple C coming out of Tennessee, Nashville. He's kind of country, southern rock kind of vibes in there. Carolina Rhodes Band. They're another one of the cover bands we got coming in. They do country, southern rock, into a little bit of modern rock. A Life Worth Taking, you know, punk band. Shout out, Jameson. We love you. Awaken the Dream is our last one, and they're also another cover band. They also have some originals. They're kind of general rock across the board. They do a little bit of everything in the rock area.
So a lot of rock-rooted music, but different aspects. So we've got some blues, we've got some prog, we got some metal, we got some reggae.
Cathedral.
Some cathedral rock. So it is truly a mixed genre event. Absolutely. We're going to have the stage outside. Mm-hmm. We'll have music inside and outside. We've got food trucks. We've got the Misfit Market will be on site with some vendor market, and some of those Misfit Market vendors will be veterans or retired veterans with small businesses. And
something we haven't announced yet, and I'll wait for this to air before we throw it out there. Our local armory is also participating.
Oh, right on.
They will be here, and they will have at least one piece of equipment for everybody to go over, maybe two.
Now, that's awesome.
It's gonna be fun.
That's a reason to bring the kids.
Absolutely.
Let the kids climb around on some of that heavy duty equipment.
Exactly.
And so it's an all hands on deck effort. You know, we've been working hard to put this together. We're all working together to make it happen. And it's gonna be an all day event. Did you mention that Elijah Ray will be performing?
Oh, I did not. I absolutely missed that because he's not on.
Shout out to Elijah Ray.
Elijah Ray, little brother, love you.
Yeah. Elijah Ray has become the Rooster's little brother.
Absolutely, 100%.
We love that kid.
He's a talented young
so
man.
So Elijah's going to be a part of our opening ceremony. He's going to have about a 20-minute little mini set, which includes our national anthem.
Nice.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and one of the things that I love most about doing these festivals, because, you know, we have multiple festivals that we do throughout the year, and this will be our second one for this year. One of my favorite things about it is the opportunities that we provide to so many different people. Like, it's not just the Rooster here. You know, two of our festivals are fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
So two of the seven we're doing this year, you know, we're not even doing for money. We're just doing to help somebody else out. But in addition to that, each one of these is an opportunity for these vendors, these food truck operators, you know, these merch people to make, you know, to expand their business and you know, get more people aware of what they do. So it really is like this all hands on deck, like all about opportunity for everybody, and we're all, you know, working together to try to make this happen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we hope that you'll come out to the show. You'll come support not just the bands, but the vendors and the food trucks and Carolina Promotions mm-hmm. here. And I like that you've made an effort to get as many veteran-owned businesses involved with this as you have.
And those are my brother and sister, so nobody's going to take care of us like we do ourselves.
And the thing about it is, so, I mean, like, and siding with what he said earlier about how things go with veterans and everything, if it weren't for these guys and girls, men and women, sacrificing what they've sacrificed for us to live in the greatest country in the world, to be able to do what we do.
That's right. You know? Damn right. Yeah, we don't get to have these events and this kind of fun without them. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to – you know me, man. I don't do politics, but, you know, anyone that's taken America for granted has not been outside of America.
Honestly. Exactly.
If you think you got it bad here, you need to spend some time in the Middle East or spend some time in, you know, Northern Africa or, you know, anywhere in Asia, really, and live under a communist regime or live under a dictatorship regime, and you'll appreciate America a whole lot more mm-hmm. than you do now if you're sitting at home – you know, poo-pooing on anything that we're doing.
And you have the freedom to bitch about it without being killed.
Yeah, there's that too. But that's the end of the political discussion. We'll move on.
Very good.
We keep talking about being a charity event. We haven't mentioned who.
Talk about the charity that we're raising money for here.
We haven't talked about who.
That'd be a good idea.
So all proceeds from the festival are going to Positive Action Service Dogs.
That's Positive Action. Ron, put that up on the screen.
They are absolutely an amazing organization. I can personally vouch.
Well, you're talking about what they do.
They breed, train, and match service dogs with qualified veterans at no cost to us.
And that's veterans with PTSD.
PTSD, or any, or doesn't any matter what
disability
it is.
From their service.
As long as you qualify for a service dog, and you have the doctor's note saying that you do, they will give you a dog as long as...
And you're not only a promoter, you're also a client, right?
Yeah. I've got my beautiful girl Frankie laying here on the floor with my fiance. But if you've been to the Rooster anytime the last couple months, you've seen her.
Him and Frankie up right there.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if y'all have been to the Rooster at all, you've probably seen her here. We're here pretty often.
She's a good dog.
She's amazing.
She's a sweetheart.
So amazing.
Talk about how Frankie has changed your life.
So Frankie, so I had, back up the story just a hair before I got her. Before I got her, I had my retired dog now, that's retired now, Java. She's a pit. And she's 13 now. She tore one ACL, we got her healed, tore the other. And then as the other one was healing, started noticing cataracts in her eyes and just not be able to see as well. So I'm like, okay, well, she just can't do the job anymore. So you get to retire to at home and stay on the couch and just be a spoiled dog. And then I stayed.
So your previous service dog ages out and retires. How mm-hmm. is that affecting you?
To me, it shut down a lot of my independence.
I love your what?
A lot of my independence.
Okay. How so?
Because anybody who's seen me out town knows I'm never by myself. I either typically have Tanya with me or my dog. With my PTSD stuff, crowds, all that stuff can trigger me. And so she helped Job's job, if I can talk today, is
to
help.
It's okay to get choked up. That's why I'm doing this.
Hate you sometimes.
You're trying to make a moment here, Mike. Roll with it.
Yeah, roll with it.
You know I hate you sometimes, but I really love you, I promise. But, you know, and so it's having that loving companion that's checking in and going, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? And if I'm not okay, even she'll pick up, and even my tired dog especially, because she's still kind of we're still kind of growing together, learning and training together. Especially the old dog. She would pick up on my Pantex before I even knew I was having them.
Like, and what does she do in that situation?
So those come up, you'll see her start nudging on me, start pushing on me. You may see her if I'm ignoring her or not responding the way she wants me to.
And is that an indicator to either, like, get out of the room?
It's usually an indicator either get out of the room or I need to step out of the situation I'm in currently. Just kind of take a step back, either whether move to the back of the room, just get out of the general scene I'm in at the moment. And usually calm down from there. And then I'll sit down on the ground. She'll lay across my lap and just kind of put pressure. Sometimes she'll lay up my chest if it's an exceptionally bad one, start pawing at my chest very gently, just kind of pressure therapy, kind of help pull me out of it. And then lick, you know, and all that stuff to try to go ahead
and for you,
get you out of it.
For you, how does that work for you? Like, so you're picking up on the cue the dog's giving you to, mm-hmm. to get out of the situation. She's using her body and affection with her mm-hmm. body to calm you down. How long does that process usually take?
I mean, it really depends on how bad it is. Typically, I'll just go into the second I met her. We'll go into that story just kind of to touch that there. Sorry. And so when I first, way I ended up first meeting her is we went down to volunteer with Positive Action with the puppy classes. I ended up with this one dog, great dog. His name of all names was Trigger.
Interesting.
It just happened to trigger a panic attack as well. He's the dog I was off mentally that day, and dog's just full-blown energy, just go, 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 go. Dog loves circles. Just runs circles around me while we're outside. And every time I try to let off a little pressure on the leash, he'd try to bolt. And I finally looked at Norma, who's the director of Positive Action, who, Norma, get better soon. She was supposed to be here with us today, but injured her back. I looked at Norma, I go, hey, I can't handle this dog today. She took the trigger back, gave it to somebody else, and she goes, well, just hang tight, I'm going to bring you another dog. Brings out Frankie. She goes, just go over here, get to know each other on the other side of the room. At this point, I was already just shy of a full-blown panic attack. I got on the floor with her. Frank came in, put her head down to my chest, and just kind of started pushing a little bit to put that pressure there, and just collapsed in on her and started loving on her, and my panic attack was gone in like that.
So you knew instantly that Frankie was yours.
Yeah, instantly. There was not a doubt in my mind at that moment. Because she pulled me out of the panic attack instantly.
And tell me how that's changed your life.
Like I said, the independence. I know I can go out and I'm going to be okay. Because I've got Frankie watching my back and making sure I'm okay. Also, there's a level of confidence that has come with it. I'm much more confident to get out and do things.
And I think it's a great story anecdotal story of how, you know, your panic attacks, your fear of big crowds, you're meeting it head on because you have this tool in your toolbox, so to speak.
Absolutely. 100%.
And what would you, if you were forced to answer the question, you know, what keeps a lot of veterans from getting the kind of help that like this that could make their life better? Because there's a lot of people, specifically veterans, mm-hmm. who could benefit from these types of resources, but they don't seek out the help. Why do you think that is?
I think it's a kind of a twofold thing, really. One, simple pride. I did military service. I don't need help mentality. I should be able to handle this on my own, that kind of mentality, which you almost have to have to survive.
Well, it's kind of silly to say that, you know, I'm not throwing shade or judging. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, my understanding is that the whole idea of military is that you're part of a group.
It is.
Right? Like you have a family, your brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a contradiction.
To a degree it is. Like, most of us would be okay going to the ones we serve closest with and talking through things. The ones who are there with us, the ones who are in our units, respective units, and whatever. At that level, immediate, like, coworker level, typically not a big deal talking about it. Once you get into talking with leadership side of it, so you get up into your chiefs in the Navy and above, so your E7s and above, all into the officers, there is a stigma against military service, or against, sorry, military, against
mental health.
Mental health. Same in the civilian world. It's everywhere. And it's you're looked at as weak. You can't hold your weight. If you can't do your job, what good are you type mentality.
I mean, I do understand that.
Yeah, like, and I get
you know it. I mean, I've felt that way myself sometimes in life. You know, I have a tendency to push people away when they start showing too much weakness. Mm-hmm. When their weakness spills into my ability to get things done.
Yeah,
you know, not, absolutely. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but, you know, you make these choices in life. You know, where do you want to go in life? So as a veteran, as a person in the military, mm-hmm. you have to decide what's more important, my career as you know, a military member or my mental health.
And that's literally the story of how my career ended. I was medically retired and disabled from the military because of my PTSD from the Navy.
Have you had the ability, have you had the opportunity to talk to somebody about it?
I have. I went through therapy for quite a few years before I actually got out. For about 2 years before I actually got out, I was going to therapy.
Now, was that a military?
No, it was amazing. I got lucky, got very lucky on this. So I'm going to preface this with, the military medical system, it is getting better. I'm not going to argue that. But it is not anywhere close to where it needs to be.
Understood.
The process to get that help. It took me almost 9 months from the first time that I said, hey, I'm having suicidal ideations, to the date that I finally saw a doc.
That's fucked.
So that's what I'm talking about, where the system's not good enough.
Yeah.
That should have been immediate.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They got me to a...
should have been right immediate.
Like, they immediately got me to one doc that was able to see me one time and make sure I wasn't going to go through.
But eventually you were able to get... Mm-hmm. Well, thank God you didn't act on it, and you were patient enough to wait 9 months for the help you needed.
And to segue back into why I do all this... Music literally saved my life. That was the thing that stopped me from doing it.
Was there a particular song or album or band you want to get some love to?
So Bloodywood, Indian folk metal band, New Delhi, India. I had my plan all together. I had everything I needed. I sat down. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Just get my last breath.
How are you going to do it?
I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
But as I was kind of sitting there and had the proverbial gun in my mouth, that song, I know I'm going to butcher this because I don't speak Indian, Vijide, and it essentially, very roughly by my translation that I remember, it's like Live Strong One, and it is a suicide awareness song of all things. And it's all about going through the trials of fire and all that in life and coming out stronger in the end. And so that was just, it caught my attention, and it was enough to pull me out and realize, okay, one, I need help, and two, I can get through this no matter how bad things really are right now. And so when I say music saved my life, I mean it quite literally saved my life.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, then that kind of led into me getting into the photography for concerts and then on into Carolina Promotions.
It set you on a path.
It did, absolutely.
It set you on a path that led you to where you are now. And, you know, dare I say it's why you're not looking to make any money off of this, mm-hmm. because it hasn't. Now, I would advise to try to make some money off these things, mm-hmm. just so that you can put together bigger and better things. It's not... I'm not saying it needs to be a for-profit business. What I'm saying is, if you're able to use sponsorship money and mm-hmm. stuff to put together mm-hmm. better services for the customers you're trying to serve,
absolutely,
you should do it. That's why it might not be a bad idea officially becoming a nonprofit.
Nonprofit would be the way to go. Again, it goes back to...
You get so many more advantages as a nonprofit.
Exactly. And again, it's one of those that we're not – we all have our own personal
ventures
and such. I mean, we know how hard it is to book a show. We know how much it costs in travel and food and gas. And you go to record a video. You know, that costs money.
Yeah.
Photos, stuff like that. We've all – the four of us have been down this road. many, many times. So let's give back. You know, let's help these other bands get a leg up. Personally, I do this for the love of music, getting out, having fun, getting to play live music, create original music, adding my own spin to what we do. But it's one of those, these other guys, these younger bands coming up. Let's help them. Let's elevate them. Not only just the younger new bands, but some of the other bands in our scene, that need to be heard.
Yeah.
Because there is such a massive talent pool in our area.
Yeah, period. I've been beating that drum for a while now. I do believe, first of all, Michael, thank you for sharing all of that. Yeah, I know that's not an easy thing to do.
I will say I do, not that I enjoy talking about it, but I do like talk about it because there might be someone else out there. And if you are out there going through the mess right now, call me, hit me up in Messenger.
Yeah, this isn't the first. I'm here. This isn't the first time we've even talked about that subject on this podcast, and I don't mind having these conversations because your story is a million times different than the last story we heard. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we had the lady from the domestic violence shelter here, those stories a million times different than your. There's so many people dealing with just awful, awful shit, and and people need to know that there's help and there's resources out there. So thank you for sharing what you could of your story, and thank you for doing what you're doing, helping bands, you know, get on shows, get gigs and stuff. You know, it's hard. I mean, even as someone who books shows, it's hard for me sometimes to determine what to book. And you know, when somebody comes to you and they've got a whole package ready to go, and you don't have to do shit. Those are more likely to get booked than somebody that's like, hey, I want to play your place. It's like, okay.
Hey, I want to play your place.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the other bookings you've got. I mean, of course, Carolina Vet Fest is why we're here. It's Saturday, May the 4th, all-day event. You can get tickets right now on our website, theroostergastonia.com/events. Scroll down to May 4th and buy your tickets. Support this call, support Positive Action, support Carolina Promotions, support these bands. Come get some great grub, come shop the vendor market, and buy some drinks at the bar too, if you don't mind. So what else
so
you got on the
books? Before we jump off of Vet Fest real quick, I want to give a shout out to our current sponsors and supporters.
Yes.
First off, Misfit Market, Ariel, appreciate you. You're amazing. Last I talked to her right before we jumped on here, we have one vendor spot left.
Nice.
So hit up Misfit Market if you're interested in coming out vending. Also, we've got Sarah. I'm going to butcher your last name, so I'm just going to say Sarah K.
Sarah K.
Is our thank you for
Sarah the Greek. She should just start calling herself Sarah the Greek.
But Sarah, we love you. Thank you so much for volunteering to come out and host the day for us. OMG Promotions. Thank y'all so much. These guys are coming down all the way from Pennsylvania to come out, hang out, cover the show as our official photographers.
Damn, we'll be going back to Pennsylvania, but that's another subject.
You know, we appreciate y'all so much. Thank you. Obviously, The Rooster, thank you for letting us do this. Michael, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Now to our sponsors, we've got Day of Rock Festivals, which we talked about a little bit ago with Graham. They put on, as it sounds, a Day of Rock Festival. They're getting ready to do their third one here in August. Two-day festival. Check it out up in Nashville. Going to be a great day. D's Balls. I love that name so much. Can't help but say a name and not giggle.
Shout out to Jimmy Patch.
Jimmy,
man.
You're amazing. Yeah. They're a ball company, make sports balls and all that kind of stuff. And their main focus is putting awareness and stuff back to testicular cancer and things like that. Absolutely love them. They're doing great work. Then
it's a fun way to give awareness to a unfun thing.
Right. And then we've got Lilith Rising is also, thank y'all.
Come out of pocket, Alan.
Hell yeah.
We all are.
Look at that.
Much as we can.
Such a sweet man.
And then we got Melly Nix, Nix's podcast. Another one of our business partners. She's putting in her money as well. We got Local Legends Laundry. They're a online Facebook group ran by Tony Stevens. It's just all about kind of like what we're doing is get information out to the artists, support the scene, all that kind of stuff. She does great work, great group. We got, you might have to bleep this one if beginning of it, but Bitches Be Crazy Flyball Club. So flyball is a dog sport. And so they're a club here out of, I believe they're out of Rock Hill. And then obviously AJ.
Bob Alcott, with the who's the front man for Peace Sales. Mm-hmm. He and his wife have, I guess it would be Whippets is the breed of dog.
I'm not even sure what kind of dogs they have.
And they do flyball competitions.
Okay.
I mean, all over the country. It's amazing to watch. Thank you, Bob, for doing that. Thank you very much.
And then last and, of course, not least, we've got AJ Conde over with Carolina Headbangers.
Oh, Carolina Headbangers put something on it? Nice. Absolutely. Shout out, AJ.
We appreciate you so much, AJ.
Love that guy.
Support anything Carolina Headbangers does. It's always amazing.
Yeah, we host two festivals for them every year and then shows in between. I tell you, it is hard to get sponsorship for these things. Like, if we were playing golf, then the corporate shills would just line up to give us money. But because we're doing rock and roll and something different, you know, it's hard to get. So, and look, I don't want to understate how important the sponsors are. Like, and this goes to our festival, Rooster Olympics, as well. I'll even say, you know, without that help, without that money, we can't raise any money.
Absolutely.
Because if we're spending all of our money on the stage, the lights, the sound, the production, the pay, you know, we rely heavily on volunteers, but there are people we have to pay to put this show together. All of the materials that we have to buy, the supplies, everything that goes into putting this together, that sponsorship money helps take care of that so that the money we actually raise from the door and the sales goes to the charities. Yeah, last year we raised $7,000 for Webb Street School. If we didn't have sponsorship money, we would have raised $3,000.
And it's
like, you know what I'm saying? Less than half of the money we were like we would have had less than half to give the school what we did if it weren't for sponsors. So big shout out to the sponsors.
100%, 100%.
All right. Any other shows you want to promote?
So in April 10th? I can't remember, but we got the Doom Befalls the Rooster show.
Second Thursday in April.
Yeah, second Thursday there. We've got coming down from Virginia, we've got Pagan River Madness. Check them out. They're Atreyu is one of the coolest dudes I know. Really excited to get to work with him and hang out. We got Hellfire 76, local guy duo that's playing here. Absolutely. Yes. They are so much noise out of two guys, and it's downright stunning. And then we've got Cult Icon coming down out of Raleigh. They're another duo.
Okay.
And then we've got Beyond the Portal. Sorry. Sorry, Wes. Sorry, Vaughn. So you got Beyond the Portal coming in. They're kind of this, they just released their debut track. They're this doom metal, psychedelic space odyssey kind of, it's just cool. And then we've got Mother's Day, May
the 10th, the Friday before Mother's Day.
So April 11th would be the Doom show then. So May 10th, we've got the Female Vocalist Showcase. We've got six downright amazing female singers coming in. We've got the Rooster's very own Jade Moore coming in. She's going to be our host, headliner. Another Rooster regular, Caroline Osborne, will be here for that one. Anna King, Anna Holloway. Who else am I missing? Okay, the two from South Carolina, bring in Ashlyn Green. She's a young, I believe 15, 16-ish country singer down that way from the Mount South Carolina. It's just blowing up down there. So bring her up here, get her some attention up here. And then we've got Kristen Toole out of the Hendersonville area, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's another rising country star out that way who's been doing big things, and very excited to have her out here.
So it's a female vocalist showcase.
It's all going to be all acoustic, ranging from country, soul, staying kind of in that general range.
And it's just before Mother's Day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mother's Day weekend. If you're a female, you live in this area, we got something for you. We got the Female Vocalist Showcase on Friday. Then Saturday night, we're doing the Girls Night Out, which is like the Magic Mike experience. So, you know, have a little bit of fun on Mother's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Come to the Rooster.
And see, that's the cool thing about it is you're doing a little something for everybody.
That's the goal, man. That's the ethos here. So entertainment for everyone.
You will not find a better place to hang out than the Rooster.
I mean, straight up honest. I'm a little partial, but I tend to agree. I think we're the coolest place in town.
Absolutely.
This is home. Hands down.
I mean, everyone here knows me and my fiance. We drive 45 minutes from Kannapolis on a good day, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're here every opportunity we possibly can. And this is our home.
And we're very grateful to have you part of the family here, you know.
And that's exactly
it. There's been nights where if it weren't for Mike and Tanya and maybe two other people, no one would have been here. Mm-hmm. And we have fun those nights too. Mm-hmm. Just, you know,
some of those nights have been some of my favorite nights here even.
Yeah, well, they've been great, but I want to keep the doors open.
Yeah, don't take that as don't show up, please come.
Yeah, please come. Please show up. Anything else you guys want to plug at before we wrap it up here? I want to thank both of you for being here today, taking time out of your busy days to be here to promote the event, to be part of the show.
Well, yeah. We appreciate what you do.
Not Alan's only. Like third or fourth time on the podcast.
This is my first podcast ever.
Maybe I need to be a co-host.
You're going to get Ariel mad at you talking like that.
Maybe we give you a break, me and Ariel host. I'm just throwing that out.
That could be fun. Carolina Approach takes over Rooster Radio.
But no, on a serious note, I mean, thank you for giving us the opportunity to have this event and for the opportunity to bring in different artists on different nights at your venue. We totally believe in you. We're totally supporting you. We're totally behind you and what you do because it's an amazing thing.
Thank you for saying that.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for saying that because I don't always believe in myself sometimes. I'm out here. I'm doing the best I can here, you know, and, you know, keep in mind, I've also got a family at home that depends on me too. So, you know, none of this is easy and I couldn't do any of it without everyone involved. So I'll take this opportunity to shout out to people like Ariel, Justin, my head of security, Ron that produces the podcast, Chris and PJ, my sound techs, Marty, Miranda on staff, Melissa behind the bar. We got a new girl, Casey, that's been starting behind the bar, and everyone that's ever helped us out, everyone that's helped us with the festivals, you know, to the promoters like Carolina Promotions, Carolina Headbangers, Creative Music Management, everyone that's ever been a part of anything that we do here, thank you, because there's no way I could do this alone. And when I started this thing, I didn't know if anybody would give a fuck about it. And to see the return, the reciprocation of the love that we've been getting, and when we need people step up. Timmy, thank you so much for everything you do. Timmy, he ain't on the payroll. He don't make shit off his. Timmy works his ass off all week long. He sleeps like 3 hours a night, and the dude still shows up and helps us out without us even asking. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people like that everywhere that come here a lot. And without all of you, I couldn't do any of this. So thank every single one of you from the bottom of my heart. I probably don't say thank you enough. But I am pretty super focused on keeping the doors open here. So.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing the best I can. And if I fuck up, tell me. You know, don't harbor resentment. Tell me if I fuck up. I'd like to correct it.
Just remember, boys and girls, support local before there's no local to support.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your favorite artist was a local artist at one point.
That's right.
All right, May 4th, Saturday. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Doors are up at 11. Opening ceremony starts off at 12:30.
Right on. Come hang out. Peace and love.
Thank you. See you.